Hello and welcome to the Boss Ladies Mindset podcast powered by Crowned for Success, the largest women's empowerment network for soulful CEOs on social media. We are a coaching business that mentors and motivates women to reach their highest potential in business and mindset mastery. I am your host, Rasha Swiffy, and I am the CEO and the founder of Moon Lavi Deuce, a brand that was designed to motivate and empower women and embrace creativity through fashion and design. And I'm also the regional vice president for Crown for Success. And today we're going to pick up where we left off on our last discussion, which is being the beauty and the beast. And the idea here is to think about the specific traits of a powerful, modern day woman. And today we're going to go specifically into the first thing that I talked about during our last discussion, which is the power of belief. It is extremely important that you decide on what it is that you want and believe that you can have it. You must have an absolute certainty that you're capable of having the things that you truly desire. And the reason here is we typically go after the things that we think we can have rather than going after things that we really want. It's a trap that most of us fall into, and I've been a victim of it myself, and you have to snap yourself out of it and not allowing yourself to settle. It's extremely important that you have honest conversation with yourself about what you truly desire and the type of life that you want to live and the type of life that you are responsible for co-creating. And yes, you are co-creating, because at the end of the day, regardless of what your belief system is, what your religion is, who you pray to, you must be connected to the source. If you are not finding a way to connect yourself to the source and co-create the life of your own desire, you're going to be wandering around here trying to figure out what it is that you want and why things aren't working out for you. So there are some very specific steps to doing this. And it has been my own personal experience that this really works. And in doing research and of people that I have watched and read about and continue to be mentored by, like Tony Robbins, D. Harv Eker, Maya Angelou, Oprah Winfrey, they've all talked about the same thing. It is extremely important that you believe in something higher than yourself, because no one is big enough to do it on their own. And the steps are simple. One, take time out to write down what it is that you really want. Think of how you want your personal relationships to be. So say if you're married, what type of relationship that you want to have with your husband or your wife. If you are a mom, what type of relationship that you want to have with your kids. What is your relationship with your kids now? If you're neither, right? If you're happily single, but you would love the idea of having a partner with you one of these days, how do you picture that relationship? What do you want it to look like? Your finances. Where do you see yourself? How much money do you want to make? Think of not what you, okay, what type of job I can get. No, think of what is it that you want to make and why. Think of your health. Think of your career. Think of the type of impact that you want to make and write those things down, right? And that will be your first step. And check yourself as you're actually doing this, because it's extremely powerful that you have that mind-heart conversation with yourself, so that you're being open about what you want. Your heart already knows what it wants. We just pollute it by fear and anxiety and holding ourselves back when we really should be stepping out and taking action. And that's not because we're bad people. It's the way our brain works. Our subconscious, you guys, it's trained for survival. And unfortunately, some people go through their entire life just on survival mode. They never give themselves the opportunity, right, to snap out of the program, right? So your subconscious is just trying to protect you from X, Y, and Z, whether that's being hurt, brokenhearted, failure, looking a certain way. It's trying to protect you from all of that so you're not disappointed. Only bad thing about protecting yourself too much from doing anything is that you'll never really get to do anything. So you really need to think about your willingness and the fact that you really should be taking a little bit more risk and write down the things that you really, really want. So that's number one. Number two, affirmations. It is extremely important that you have some affirmations for yourself that are directly related to the things of your desire. Meaning if you want to do something about money, if you want to increase your income, for example, say something that's related to the now, into the present moment. Bring your belief system into the present moment, not in a future time, but right now. And say something like, I'm so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities on a regular basis. So you're bringing that into the present. And believe it or not, just by saying something like that, doors would be visible to you that may not have been in the past. And it's because you were too distracted to see them. They've been there. You just didn't see it. You didn't see it as an opportunity. And the fact that you're training yourself to see that, now your subconscious is responding and it's allowing you to see opportunities that you may not have seen in the past. If you are someone that is really indecisive and is apprehensive about making decisions, you could say something like, and again, bringing that into the present moment, saying, I'm so happy and grateful now that all of the decisions that I make are working out in my favor. And that alone would give you that confidence in knowing, hey, even if things don't look like they're good for you right now, they might actually be good for you. I'll give you a small, simple example. Just recently, I was traveling, and my mind, for whatever reason, was programmed that I was coming on a particular day that was just wrong. I gave myself an extra day for some reason. I'm thinking I'm supposed to fly back on a Wednesday when my flight is really on a Tuesday. Now, that's a problem because I'll miss my flight. Fortunately for me, I looked at my flight details on Monday night, and I'm looking at the dates like something has got to be wrong. I don't fly until Wednesday. I've made all these plans for Tuesday. I'm supposed to be seeing people, and I have to cancel everything, and I started to panic. But you know what? I took a deep breath, and I said, maybe I'm supposed to leave. Let me just get about the business of packing so that I'll make sure that I'm at the airport when I'm supposed to be the next day. And I have to start making some calls so that I can, unfortunately, cancel the plans. Don't you know, by the time that I landed, I got a really important phone call about an event. It was an invitation to a business event for that week. And had I not been here the day early, I would not have had the chance to get prepared for it. Because it started out earlier, like that week. So I came in just in time. I came in the day before. So it really did work out in my favor. And sometimes you have to do that. It's like you're taking a leap of faith in yourself. And then the third thing that you should absolutely do, and this is a must, is to take action. You know what? Saying affirmations is a wonderful thing, and I consider it a must in my book. It is also really, really important that you don't just say affirmations all day. You have to take action. You can't be the person that's sitting, like watching the game the entire time. At some point, you gotta get out there and actually take a shot for yourself. If you don't, nothing is going to happen. The purpose of your belief system, that empowers and feeds your spirituality. Your affirmation work with you on a mental and an emotional level. Your actions are going to strengthen and empower that belief, because now you see that it's possible. Now you're making a connection. Now you're taking responsibility and you're co-creating in your own life. And that is your responsibility. It's nobody else's responsibility. No one is going to just show up and make things easy for you. No one is going to show up and give you all the answers. Each one of us that is uniquely designed and is living on this planet have their own talents, their own desires, and is here to serve a particular purpose, whatever that may be. But if you don't go about the business of finding out what it is, what that is for you, you're never gonna get anything done, and you're just gonna come and leave. But why? Why not have a full life experience? Why not enjoy the time that you have here and actually make an impact and make a connection and be remembered? Why not find out what it is that makes you unique and divine and get about the business of doing that? So for example, if you are someone with a great talent, like you have a beautiful voice and you never share it, no one ever hears it. Don't you know that the kind of music that you could be making could make an impact on people's life even after you're gone, even after you're no longer physically here? There are people that I personally like listen to that are no longer here. I like classic music too that I listen to whenever I'm writing something or I'm trying to concentrate on something. But Beethoven was dead way before I was born. But had he not made the symphonies, my life won't be the same. So it's that important. Think of maybe a type of business that you may have wanted to start that actually serves humanity. Maybe it's a personal coaching business. Maybe it's business coaching. Think of the number of people that you could have impacted on a regular basis because of the kind of work that you do, because of the service that you're offering, and then you never do. How sad would that be? Think of the type of people that you could have made an impact on and the type of people that you could have met along the way on your journey that could have sharpened you and made you better and made you a better a coach and a stronger entrepreneur, and now you're able to help many and motivate many, and then you don't. It's extremely, extremely important to think about what it is that you really want and get more out of life for you. I highly encourage that you take those three specific steps. Write things down, number one, and be completely open. Don't think about how crazy it sounds. Just be completely open about it. Have some affirmations in place and say them as if they're in the present moment. You got to bring it to the present moment, not sometime in the future. Not when you're gonna have time, not when things get better, but I mean the right here, right now, this particular moment, because this particular moment is so special, and it's the only one in the universe, and it's not coming back. It's that powerful. So make it for the here and now. And then number three, get about the business of doing it. Now that like you've written down what you want, you've put it out there in the universe, your mind and heart are in agreement, hey, get about the business of physically doing something about it, whether that's educating yourself in that specific subject or in that particular area, seeing that you're getting yourself around the right people. Because I tell you, as you continue to do this, you're going to see for yourself that the nay people are going to naturally dissolve. The nay people are the ones that are always saying, you can't do this, you can't do that. Oh, it's too hard. Oh my God, I can't believe you're doing that. You're so crazy. What are you doing? They're going to naturally go away. It's just the way the universe works. And you're going to see that you're starting to attract to your life the right people that need to be there, whether that's directly related to your relationships, your money, your career, your health, whatever it may be. You're going to see that you're attracting everything that you need to make the thing that you want happen, and that's called co-creation. Now you're co-creating because you believe. Now you're co-creating and you're taking direct action in making your life the way that you want, the way that you really desire, because you believe. And I wish, and I can't trust this enough, that you take this seriously, and I hope that you would find it just as helpful for you as it has been for me. I genuinely enjoyed putting this information together for you, and it has been a great pleasure for me to share it with you, especially this particular subject, because it is something that I have personally worked my way into. I didn't wake up like this. Look, what I'm telling you is not anything that I just learned overnight, or I knew it when I was born. I'll be lying to you if I said that. It was by trial and error and quite a beat up journey. Like when I tell you beat up, listen, I've been beat up. So for me to get here and to be saying this to you today, that is based like solely on personal experience. I know this works, and I pray that it works for you just as well and just as great as it has for me. I look forward to speaking with you again next time, or we continue our discussions on being the beauty and the beast, and going into our next episode is going to go into the second trait of a powerful, strong, modern day woman. Talk to you soon. This is Rasha, and I'm Regional Vice President with Crown for Success.